Blog Talk Radio.
Marty Smith Show. We got a lot on deck day, so let's get at it. We'll be addressing in part this gun debate that always occur after every shooting. I heard some very insightful things, one from Jimmy Kimmel and a couple of others.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking, and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleo's hometown, Virginia's hometown. And as you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history, coming about a year and a half after the previous deadliest mass shooting in modern American history in Orlando, where 49 people lost their lives. And of course, we pray for the victims and for families and friends, and we wonder why, even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert having fun and listening to music. Jason Aldean was on stage. Lucas, who was here with us tonight, he played the show too. Obviously, no one could have ever expected that something terrible would happen, but it did. A very sick person smuggled 17 guns into his clipboard and started firing indiscriminately from the 32nd floor into a crowd of 22,000 people across the street. And as a result of that, this morning, that children, parents, and fathers without sons, without parents, we lost two police officers, we lost a nurse from Tennessee, a special ed teacher from a local school here in Manhattan Beach, and it's a kind of thing that it makes you want to throw up or give up. It's too much to even process. All these devastated families who now have to live with this pain forever, as a person with violence and insane voice in his head managed to stockpile a connection of a collection of high-powered rifles and use them to shoot people. He was an accountant. He had no criminal records. His mother lives in Florida. Seems totally shocked, genuinely dumbfounded. He says, I have no sign of any of this. The owner of the store that sold the killer to a wife said he passed the government mandated background check when he was in the store. He wasn't on any team that had been a religious or political extremist. Came out of nowhere. And because of that, because there weren't any of the usual signs, I've been meeting comments will say this is terrible, but there's nothing we can do about it. But I disagree with that intensely, because of course there's something we can do about it. There are a lot of things we can do about it. But we don't, which is interesting, because when someone with a beard attacks us, we tap phones, we overcrowd, we build walls, we take every possible precaution to make sure it doesn't happen again. But when an American buys a gun and kills other Americans, then there's nothing we can do about that. And Second Amendment, I guess, are wanted us to have AK-47s is the argument. I assume Orlando, Newtown, Aurora, San Bernardino, one of these shootings, the murder used automatic or semi-automatic rifles, which are not weapons used for self-defense. They're weapons designed to kill large numbers of people in the shortest possible amount of time. This guy reportedly had 10 of them in his room, apparently legally. Some of them were there legally. I don't know why our so-called leaders continue to allow this to happen. Or a better question, why do we continue to allow it to happen? Five people got shot in Lawrence, Kansas last night. Three of them died.
That's the reality, my friends. All right, we are buffering and waiting. The issue with Jimmy Kimmel is rather simple to me. Well, let me back up and say my piece about it. I think this shooting is primarily the result of white privilege. Some of guns and artillery, whereas other people will never be able to get there. For a white person to then shoot at people at what we in America consider whiteness, a country concert, country music festival, on its axis. You can't really single out black on black crime and now tout this as white on white crime. Crime is crime. How many guns does one person need? You cannot legislate between people's ears. You can do all type of bans, background checks. This gentleman bought everything legally. But he was very skillful and well thought through. Like most terrorists. He knew exactly when and what he was going to do. He was there 2 days prior to the concert. He had scoped, planned, watched, just like any terrorist. Amazing, media had not called this terrorism. I have heard that word used very little. I want to see what the motive was. As soon as I heard all that, I realized that the motive was white privilege. Why do I say that? To attack his folks actually attacks everybody in America. So all large events are suspect. Concerts, festivals, fairs. You cannot have a free society in a police state. You cannot not believe in certain principles of Christianity as it results to behavior and create some type of paranoid argument about it. This guy was mentally deranged or evil. I didn't see it as an act of pure evil. I saw just daily, everyday evil. Just regular evil. Both side evil. You had
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me new.
I need a Winn-Dixie grocery bag full of money right now to the VIP section. You got young moolah in the house tonight, baby.
I see a boyfriend hating like a city cop. Now I ain't never been a chicken, but my fitted cock. Say I ain't never been a chicken, but my semi cock. Now where your bar at? I'm trying to rent it out. And we so bad about it. Now what are you about? DJ show me love, you see my name when the music stops. Young Money, Lil Wayne in the music trap. I make it snow, I make it fluffy. I make it out back tomorrow, don't worry. Yeah, Young Wayne on the moves. If he ain't Mr. Mickey Rain on the moves, Young Money.